remember when I was first trying to become a businessman, I was in my bedroom on YouTube and just scrolling, clicking on another video and another video and another video. All these like basic ass videos, which was like top 7 ways to make $500 a day, how to make online income. I kept on switching from business model to business model because everyone online kept on talking about better ways to make money. This guy saying copywriting, this guy saying agency, dropshipping, this thing. Do you think I made any progress? Of course not. I basically made no progress for months at a time. Up until I just had this insight where I was like, you know what? It doesn't really matter which business model I do because I kind of have the belief that I could make success in any of them. So I can get money in any business model. You probably feel somewhat the same way. Like if you put in 10 hours a day into the same thing for 5 years straight, you'd be able to make great money from it. You kind of have that belief, right? So then at that point, I realized that choosing the business model based on just if it could make money was actually stupid because all of them can make money. So then I should choose the business model that I'm going to get into for a different reason. What should the different reason be? Purpose. It should be that I genuinely think it's important work. And suddenly all of the bullshit was dropped and I thought, wait, I don't want to do this fucking agency. I don't even know what fucking agency means. I don't want to do drop shipping, e-commerce, copywriting. I don't want to do any of those things. What feels purposeful to me, purpose meaning like, you know, impactful to the world, would be helping people. And that's when I started to go all in on YouTube. And I just needed a way to monetize that, to make money from that. For the first few years of YouTube, I really quite struggled with this because I didn't really have anything great for sale. But in 2023, I discovered this website, which is called School. And I've become the number one entrepreneur on there, like in the entire world. Basically, it's this massive, kind of like this new social media where you can make your own community. People pay to join your community because you'll help them to achieve their goals. And my community on there is the top one of like, you know, the entire place. And just 2 days ago, I'm in Vegas right now for this massive event that I got invited to. And I go and spend time with the CEO of the entire website, who's worth like, I don't know, the company's worth like at least a few hundred million. And then also with Alex Hormozi, who you may recognize as well. And so I meet them, you know, it's a celebration. They give me like the trophy and stuff, asking me questions of how I've done so well. And I make like 200 and something thousand a month from my school community alone. No upsells, no extra products or anything, literally just from my low ticket community. And so I wanted to make this video to basically break down like how you can get started on this website, basically for free, because there's a free trial that you can go sign up with, the links in the description if you're interested. And also just exactly like best practices, what to do, how to get started, how to actually get your first few paying customers. So this is exactly what School is. You make a community, which is kind of like a subreddit, if you've ever been on Reddit before, or it's kind of like a private Discord server, but it's like, it's much nicer, but I'm just explaining it to you, where basically not everyone can join, but once they pay, they can join. And then inside of it, there's a few big things that your customers get access to, if obviously if you want to like set it up in the same way as me. The first thing is the community. So they get access to each other and the community posts. So basically it's kind of like not just that they can message each other, but there's community posts, almost like a forum post, so that people can come in, write posts, ask for advice and give advice to each other. And you can also give advice in there. So every day I'll write like a casual post on my phone, which is just me kind of like motivating the boys or teaching a quick lesson. It's kind of like you're just writing a few paragraphs, you send it off and your followers read that and actually find it valuable. So that's the first thing, is the community post. They can engage with each other. It's kind of like a social media where they can like and comment on people's posts. Then the next big thing is the calls. So you can offer calls, like group calls inside of your community, where the guys will hop on a Zoom call with you and you're able to like give them advice or teach them something. So for the calls I do, for example, we do certain calls where it's just like a coaching call where everyone's muted. I bring one of the guys up on stage with me, put on a timer for 10 minutes, and he's able to ask me for advice. Usually I would charge like thousands of dollars for that, you know, if someone wanted advice from me. But it kind of works out with when so many people are paying for your community, like this kid who'd never be able to afford my sort of one-to-one time actually gets advice, one-to-one advice from me because of the way that the sort of business model works, where like I make a fuck ton of money from the entire student base, but like only a few hundred people will actually join live calls because of the time zones and everything. And so it's like this weird positive thing of like some 16-year-old kid who couldn't afford my one-to-one time actually still gets one-to-one advice from me, which he finds valuable. Because if you're like an influencer creator, if you've started to post on social media, your followers really start to like you and respect you, and they want advice from you. You know, there's that sort of like limiting belief that people online say, where it's like, oh, you don't need to buy these programs, all the information is out there for free. Those people who say that, they don't understand. It was never about the information. Like everything I say is out there for free. Like everything I teach inside of Adonis School is basically out there for free, but it's just not me teaching it. The reason why someone would buy your school community is not for information. It's because of you. They want to learn from you. And obviously you're inside of this community. And so that's why they pay. So every time I see like some kid who doesn't understand it comment saying like, but the information is out there for free. I always just think like, okay, well, fuck you then. Go fucking ask ChatGPT how to grow your YouTube channel. Go fucking search onto YouTube. Top 5 ways to make $500. It's like, you can go and watch the free information, but you join someone's community when you want to learn directly from them because you really value them as a teacher. And so my students join because they love the way that I explain things. Maybe there's someone watching this who hates me, who doesn't like me. They watch 1 minute of this, they scroll down below and they search for like, they type like scammer or some shit, right? That guy obviously would not join. But if you've listened to every word that I've said and in your brain, it's been kind of like a point has been made over and over again where you're thinking, oh yeah, okay, Hamza explained this thing, he explained this thing, he explained this thing. You probably would think that like I'm a pretty good teacher for you, which means that you would probably learn better learning from me than even some guy who's got 50 years of experience, like some professor who could tell you about fucking bodybuilding or some shit. You'd probably learn more from me because your brain just kind of relates to me more. And so that's why people would join your private community, and then they actually value going on calls with you. They'll just ask you for advice on basically the same transition that you've made in life. They'll ask you and you'll be able to give them advice which will help them through it faster. Like for example, imagine you've been through like heartbreak, like you went through a breakup and it took you months to get over the pain of it, like, you know, months to get back on track. You lost months of progress, months of like heartbreak, of pain, of like, you know, you saw your ex once or twice again and it was just toxic, and then you split up and you got back together, and you know, it was just horrible moments for a few months that you weren't like grinding hard and you weren't focused. Some kid could come up and tell you like he's just split up with his girlfriend today, and you could actually save him months of pain by you giving him advice on what to do and what not to do. You don't realize how powerful these calls can be. So that's just the coaching calls. I also do a kind of call which I call lectures, where for 1 hour the students don't come up on stage, but I teach them things. So often I'll share my screen and I'll draw like little things that they can kind of watch me draw for examples on how to learn something. So for example, I do like a weekly lecture on entrepreneurship where I teach like the kind of mindset you need to be a great entrepreneur, to grow your business. I'll do lectures on like fitness, for example, and it'll just be me talking, and people will watch that because it's exclusive content that I'm not really posting to YouTube, and people really love that. And then every now and then I'll do like special calls where I'll bring in like a guest, like a millionaire or a doctor. And for example, we had a doctor who specializes in testosterone, and I brought him in and he was just giving our students advice for like an hour. So imagine there's people that you don't have access to, like for example, my network of like millionaire influencers, creators and stuff. They do calls inside of my community, which most of my students wouldn't usually have access to. They wouldn't usually be able to text like Charlie Morgan, who makes £10 million a year. But he's done like multiple calls inside of my community where he gives advice to my students. So suddenly my students, who are only paying $129 a month, actually get access to like a tribe of mentors they usually wouldn't have had, or that they'd have to pay tens of thousands of dollars for individually. But we bring them all inside of the same community. So that's the calls. You can offer calls and people really find that valuable. Then the final thing is courses. So there's a classroom section inside of school and you're able to make courses, and courses are kind of like just a group, like a series of videos that you've recorded, just like this one, but you've really thought out and then you've made it kind of like, you know, my full guides on YouTube. I had that period where I made a bunch of full guides. It's kind of like that, and it's split up into like 6 to 15 modules where you walk someone through a specific step-by-step thing that they should do, and it's super educational. You've probably spent weeks kind of scripting out the points, really thinking of the advice that you could give. And again, this is super valuable because if you're watching this for 9 minutes so far, you probably have had your life change just from my videos, right? You know the power of this. Even though it's just kind of cute content, your life has probably changed a lot just because of the videos that I've recorded. And if I'm honest with you, bro, most of these videos I record, I don't actually spend that long on them. I literally just press record and I just have sometimes like here, I've got like 5 points that I wanted to talk about. In a course, it's like you spend so much longer putting it together, mapping out what you're going to say in this module, in this one. And so it's even higher quality and it's for like a specific pain point. So for example, I have like 18 courses inside of Adonis School. One of them is just about making your first dollar online, getting your first sale as a coach fast. So if you want to like hop on a call with someone and give them advice on how to like lose fat or build muscle or stop masturbating or lower how much they consume content, if that's something that you've done, I have a course which literally teaches you how to do that as fast as possible so you get your first sale. I have a course that teaches you how to get to your first 1,000 subscribers faster than it got me. I have a course which teaches you how to attract girls and exactly specifically the kind of things to say to them, what Tinder profile you should have, and like specific advice that I've autistically thought of that I've put in this condensed space so that you don't have to go and watch like these cringe fucking clickbait YouTube videos. The power of a video course is that the creator doesn't actually care about views or retention or any of the social media things. They only think about just giving really good advice so that the consumer gets results. On YouTube, in free information, that's not the case. You know, again, that argument that, oh, but you can just get courses and videos for free. When a YouTuber is making like a free piece of information, like a free video like this, they're often not making it to just get you the results. They're making it to get views. And so they're often kind of like stringing you along. It's a bit of a clickbait thing. They're not really telling you the full secrets and stuff. In a course, there's no metric you're looking for, like views or something. You literally are making it just to get these guys results. And so the advice you give is so much better. So the courses for me in my program are actually the most liked because I've done so many of them. And the guys come in and it's like educational content that they watch every single day whilst they're like eating. And so it's super fucking valuable. And so that's like the third big part. We've got community, we've got calls, and then we've got courses. You offer all of this inside of your school community, and people will pay a monthly subscription for this. There's other things you can do. You can do like challenges and events. I've just met the like 15 guys in Vegas literally yesterday. We woke up at like 5 a.m., went outside, and we started to do like running, like sprinting and stuff. Then we took pictures in the morning, and I brought them all inside of my 5-star hotel, took them to the restaurant here, and had lunch with them all. I spent like $1,000 for lunch, but like it kind of works out because even though I spent $1,000 on lunch for like 15 guys from my community, I make a fuck ton of money from the community as a whole. And so I got these guys to come in who usually wouldn't be able to afford like a 5-star restaurant, but I was able to pay for it, but still profit because of my community in general does so well. So you can literally go and meet your community members in real life. Like I do that fairly often. And so when people join my community, if they really like me and they want to hang out with me and we do fun shit, like we go and hike up mountains or we go like book out business seminars, dress nice, and I teach them about business. I teach them like, you know, how to shake hands properly or whatever it is. It's just kind of like cool, wholesome shit. It gives people a reason to like go outside. And like, it's something we do. So like my fans can literally come and like see me in real life, like every like month or so. And they come and get advice from me every single day. And so that's why people will join my community. That's why people will join your community. You'll set it up and just be super fucking active inside of your community. And people like your fans will literally buy it. Then you might be wondering, wait, but I don't have fans. And so the first step to all businesses, every kind of business, is getting what's called traffic. Basically, people who would buy your things. It's basically, these days, it's building an audience online. I say this all the time, and I see young kids who just don't understand business think that this is bad advice, but let me just like, bro, let's just be honest. Shut the fuck up, right? If you're broke, if you're not good at business, shut the fuck up, you fucking idiot. If I'm telling you that this is the advice I want to give you and your own brain is disagreeing and thinking, oh, but Hamza's telling me to like grow on social media again. He keeps giving the same advice. If your own brain is telling you that this is bad advice, but you're not even good at business and you don't even make money, tell your brain to shut the fuck up right now. I'm giving you free advice. One of the like the most important part of a modern day business is getting traffic. It's getting leads. It's basically getting people who like you, who would potentially buy your products. That comes from social media. Every great businessman that you're looking up to is going hard on social media, basically posting content, building an audience, getting followers for this reason. There's not that many other ways to get leads. Like you can go and buy a physical fucking store, right? Imagine like these stores behind me, like some corner store. You can get leads, like people who could buy from walking past your store. But truthfully, you're not going to buy a fucking brick and mortar store, are you, right? You're not going to go and buy some shop on some street, are you, right? So how else could you potentially get customers for anything else that you do? You can go and pay Google or YouTube or Facebook and run advertisements, but probably you're not going to go and pay $50, $100 a day to run advertisements that might not even be possible. So then how else could you possibly get potential customers? You have to post on social media. Basically, you have to be a fucking idiot if you're not posting content right now. If you haven't been posting onto YouTube, TikTok, whatever, in the last few weeks, I want you to do something right now, which I guarantee you won't do and you'll get kind of pissed at this advice. I want you to go to the fucking mirror, look at yourself and think, wait, I'm a fucking idiot. This is the single greatest, most important part of business in the modern day. I say that I want to be a businessman and I'm not posting to social media. You don't realize, like right now, you're probably disagreeing with this advice. In a few years, you'll be thinking like, oh yeah, Hamza was right. I was a fucking idiot. There's no other way, like reasonable way to get customers. This is how you get potential fucking customers. I say this in every fucking video and I always check the comments trying to give it more advice to people in the comments. And there's always so many fucking kids who have got all so many likes below their comments saying Hamza just keeps giving the same repetitive business advice, just grow on YouTube, lol. People comment that and I always just like fucking, it blows my mind. How else are you getting potential customers, you dickhead? This is how You post on social media. That's what you do in the modern day. You have to be fucking brain dead if you want to be a businessman and you're not doing this. There's a few exceptions. Like, for example, you don't have to do this if you partner with someone who's doing it. Fine. If you want to get like an agency who's sending you leads, fine. But those are kind of advanced things that most likely you're not going to go get into a business partnership. It probably wouldn't be a good idea to do that when you're a beginner. So this is how you get potential customers. You post onto social media. You post onto YouTube. You grow an audience. You get people who like you, who follow you, who subscribe. And then you mention that you've got this school community that they can go and come in and pay like $49 a month, $99 a month to get closer access to you. They'll get to speak to you every day and get advice from you. They'll get to meet you in real life like once a month for these events that you're hosting. You'll make these premium educational courses that will really help them to get to their goals so much faster so they don't have to watch like mindless content on YouTube anymore. You offer this massive stack of value that will basically, the whole point is just to help your people achieve their goals faster. And then your people will be very likely to actually think, wait, that's actually a sick product. Right now, school is already taking off and people are really buying into it because they're realizing it's one of the best educational platforms like out there. But soon, like because so many more new people are getting onto it, the traction is really happening. And it's basically going to have this positive like sort of feedback loop where once someone has joined a school community, they're going to be way more likely to join another one and another one and another one, which means that it'll be easier and easier to get sales because customers around the world, like consumers around the world, will get kind of used to this website like they already are with, for example, Instagram and Facebook and stuff. So this is exactly what you do. There's currently a competition running. It's the competition that I just won and they're doing like another one. And you enter and it kind of gives you like this sort of like streamlined process of getting your first few customers. And if you want to go hard and try and win the competition, like I won the competition, then you can go and push for that as well. Alex Hormozi is basically like hosting this entire fucking competition. You join. And the point is to get at least 3 customers in the month or like the next month. And if you get into the top 10, you then get an invite to go hang out with Alex Hormozi and he'll basically like teach you in person and you can ask him questions for your business. It was so valuable for me. I just spent 8 hours in a room, which is probably worth like close to $1 billion. And I had so many insights that my iPhone notes, I could literally do this with my iPhone notes of like action steps that I can implement straight away. So it was like, it was a very enjoyable, fun experience to meet like other entrepreneurs and stuff, but it was actually genuinely really educational. That's if you get into the top 10 of the competition. The competition's going live right now. I've linked it below as like an affiliate link. So if you want to go and join, I can't like redo the competition anymore because I already won the first one. But if you wanted to go hard on it, make your school community, start sending people over to it and start getting your first few customers, or maybe you want to go hard and get hundreds of customers, you can potentially go and win this event. That's a great way to start because you're starting in this like competitive environment and it just gives you more of a reason to go and like mob the leaderboard and, you know, take over everyone who's on there. The last thing that I'm just going to say to you is that business can be a very amazing thing, but many people do it wrong. Many people consider the business model, which is not fun, it's not purposeful, it just might make money. The beautiful thing which I've loved about school is that it makes money, it's fun, but it's also purposeful. You make money from being a leader and just helping your followers more. Your followers come to you with pain, with problems, progress that they want to make. And it's your full-time business job to just help people make the same progress that you did. Every day I'm reminded of how important this is. Yesterday I did this little meetup in Vegas where I met like the 15 guys, and one of my favorite students was actually here. Like he had joined and he was being social inside of my community straight away. He met up like one of the guys and, you know, he was just writing really wholesome posts. So I remembered his name and he came to the event and it was so good to see him and everyone else. And he sat next to me when we were at lunch and he just fully tells me the fucking truth. And he says like, I probably would have killed myself if one of my friends didn't send me your video. And it's like, bro, I needed that as a reminder. It's like I almost stepped out of my body for a second and I was like, fuck, like I needed to hear that again. I needed a little bit of the refresher for how purposeful this work is. He's joined, he's become one of the top students. He's been an absolute delight to be around. All of them have, but like, you know, it was this particular moment just because it was so deep and emotional and so raw. And it was so like emotionally impacting for me that whilst we're at dinner and he's saying this, I grabbed my phone in a sneaky way and took a picture of him in the exact kind of angle that I was looking at him because I wanted to remember this exact moment. And that picture is literally my phone lock screen. Like my phone lock screen is just like a picture of a random black kid basically, and it's like, it's obviously my student, and so it looks kind of weird and people ask me about it and stuff, but it's like it meant a lot to me to think that's what this business model is. He gave me a letter as well. It's like, I won't read it for privacy, but like he printed out this letter basically thanking me for the work that I've done and that he's got like this this home, this community. Another guy sat to my left, Kyle, he was saying it to me as well. I was like, thank you so much for this event. And look at this. And he pointed to like the few guys who they were speaking to each other, not just to me, but they were speaking to each other, trading Instagrams and WhatsApps and stuff. And like, they were going to meet each other like after this event. All of them just hit a workout before we went for lunch as well. Your full-time job, like your full-time business, becomes just to help your people. I can't believe that this is a business model in the modern day. Because a few decades ago, you had to make money from like boring things where you could just find a margin. Basically, you know, passion and purpose wasn't something that entrepreneurs got to think about. You just had to try and make money from like finding somewhere you could try and make money from, like, you know, something boring that you didn't care about, but it made money. These days, you can literally be a purposeful entrepreneur. You can spend your entire day helping your people and almost be taken aback thinking, I'm getting paid a fuck ton of money to do this. I would be doing this for free. I just think it's absolutely beautiful. I think it's such an amazing business model. The school team ran by Sam Ovens, absolutely incredible. Like, they listen to feedback so much from me, from other creators. And it's honestly, it kind of feels like my baby as well, because I've been on it from like, not from the start, but like over a year, just about a year. And I'm so proud of the team. I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of my family who've been involved. And so I really vouch for school. If you're like a young entrepreneur and you want to do something purposeful, you don't want to just make money. You want to make money, but not just money. You want to make money in a purposeful way where you're actually helping people. School, I will give you my word, is the single greatest way to do that. Just go and join the school games competition, because it's like, it's a masculine as fuck. You join and you're in a competition to go and get sales. So I really like that. I'll go and make that the top link in the description. Just go there right now, sign up and make your school community. And I really wish you success, because it's transformed my life forever. This year, I'll literally get to buy my parents like a mansion. I get to buy my entire family like a mansion, like in the beautiful part of our city. I'll be able to go and get like my first car and make it like some amazing, I don't know, some sports car or some shit. I don't know. I don't even have a license yet, but I'll be able to go and like upgrade my life, move my family into a better home. I can afford any trip, any bill. It doesn't stress me out. I make 200K a month from this website. So go click that top link in the description. Go sign up to the school games right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.